I'm telling these tears, go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames.
Welcome into the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Jimmy Cuska, Civic Media's sports director, bringing you the program here today. It is a very chilly Friday across Wisconsin. Right now, speaking of the cold, there are a few people still left in Camp Randall Stadium watching the Badgers wrap up their season against Minnesota. We're going to talk a little football in the show because as sports director, I don't know what you all expected when you booked me to fill in on a show today, but
sports.
We got to talk sports at some point, right? That's allowed within 2 hours. I'm joined by Jess P.S., who's our producer, right? That's allowed, right? I'm allowed to do
you
sports.
You are absolutely allowed and expected. I mean, you cannot call on Jimmy Cuska and not expect sports. Come on. They knew what they were getting.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll keep it to a minimum, especially in light of the Badgers today. It's not going well. We'll talk a little bit about that closer to 3 o'clock. But I got a lot on the show today. We got a lot to talk about today. I know it's a Black Friday. Y'all are probably out, getting some of your holiday shopping done. If you're like us here, you're working maybe. You're maybe in the car on the way home, whatever it is, heading into the weekend. Whatever you're out and about doing, we have some things for you today that might be of interest. First, we will talk in an hour about some of the holiday festivities, holiday things that are happening around Wisconsin. In fact, you know, with it getting dark at like noon now with daylight saving, there's a lot of holiday light displays that have gone up around Wisconsin, a lot of holiday markets, things like that. And I am going to be joined by Logan Rogge of Travel Wisconsin coming up in 1 hour. We're going to talk about some of those cool events. So if you need an idea or inspiration to go do something in the state, you know, go look at some lights, go have some fun in a market this weekend, something like that. There's a lot to talk about. So he'll join me in an hour and we'll talk about cool things to do. I don't know about you, Jess, but for me, you know, the holiday lights are great. I have two young kids and they're just fascinated when you go to these huge light displays, like when you drive through them.
Oh,
it is
beautiful.
An easy like 2 hour adventure when you have kids.
Oh yeah. They were especially attractive to me as a kid. So I'm Jewish, so growing up, we didn't do any of the, you know, Christmas decorations. So most of our lights were very minimal, and the lights themselves would come from, you know, lighting candles for Hanukkah. But I loved going out in these long car drives with my parents where they would just take me through all these neighborhoods with these beautiful, beautiful light displays. And yeah, that's some cheap quality entertainment.
It is free entertainment. Well, I guess there's some cost of gas and or, you know, hot chocolate in the
snacks.
Car. I don't know. There's some stuff that you put into it. But I looked at when I had Logan, you know, when I talked to him this week setting up the segment, I said, you know, there's lights displays in like every small town that I've grown up in. So it is really interesting to hear about some of the bigger ones that have like millions of lights, like not just like hundreds of lights. Like my yard, I've got like five, right? Because I'm just lazy. I don't decorate much. But, you know, there's millions of lights in some of these displays and there's some really cool stuff. So Logan will be on to talk about that as well as some recreation tools that you can use if you're looking to go skiing, snowmobiling, or otherwise just adventuring the outdoors without the holiday lights or any of the Christmas markets or anything like that. So we're going to talk about that. Coming up at 3 o'clock. At 3:30, going to dive a little bit into school referendums because this month, yes, the election, it feels like it was like 7 years ago, but it was like 3 weeks ago.
Oh my God.
And there were a record number of school referendums that went through, billions of dollars in school referendums that have gone through this year. And we're going to take a dive into that because starting next week, Governor Evers is starting his listening sessions for the biennial budget, and education is certainly going to be high on that list. So we're going to talk about school referendums and how it fits in with the biennial budget. We're going to do that coming up at about 3:30. So that's what we have in the second hour of today's show. This hour, coming up in about 25 minutes, I looked at the calendar and I saw, of course, you know, today, Black Friday, everybody knows it's the start of holiday shopping, right? Everybody's buying gifts and stuff. But tomorrow is Small Business Saturday. And
yes, it is.
It was, in my mind, an opportunity to talk about local businesses like in Wisconsin. Like, you know, you go downtown and there's a whole bunch of stores there and, you know, and they're all going to be open on Saturday, right? Because it's Small Business Saturday. So going to spend some time on Saturday or today, talking about Saturday here in about 25 minutes, going to talk a little bit about Small Business Saturday and the impact it has here in Wisconsin. I couldn't believe this when I looked it up, Jess, but small businesses in Wisconsin employ over 1.3 million people.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It just seems like a ton of people.
Yeah. Small businesses, so, they are the beating heart of a well-functioning economy.
And certainly, you know, given where things are at, you know, I look at it from a high school sports perspective, I guess, or even a college sports perspective, because when we do broadcasts on civic media, we have, you know, we've had 14 stations this year do a high school sports broadcast in our company, which is a lot out of the 20 we have. And one thing that we have in our broadcast, all these small businesses, all these businesses that are right in the cities are the ones that are putting the ads in the games. It's not the big companies that are putting it in. So this is, it's an interesting dynamic, right? When you talk about community and support, well, Small Business Saturday goes a long way in that. So it's certainly timely to talk a little bit about how that day impacts Wisconsin businesses. We'll do that coming up in about 25 minutes or so. We will talk some football for better, which would be the Packers, or the worst, which would be the Badgers at the moment. It's not over, but it's over.
Oh.
We'll talk about that here in a minute. But this first part of the show, I wanted to take a few minutes at least and talk about the spring election already, but not because, you know, we're talking about candidates or fundraising or anything. I want to talk about how it's time, if you're interested in running for office, the first major date for that is Sunday, believe it or not.
Wow. From this one Sunday into the next, my goodness.
Yes, they just today
you get
certified
two, you get
2 weeks
the
fall election.
Break.
So the fall election has now been certified, right? That they have a couple of things they got to do before it's official, but the big step has been taken. Fall election certified. But Sunday is the first day that if you want to be a candidate for a local office, that would be, you know, a city council, a county board, sheriff, school board, something in that realm, you know, circuit court judge, nonpartisan local office, you can start circulating your paperwork as of Sunday, December 1st.
Okay.
So you have from December 1st all the way up until January 7th. That's the window to get any signatures you need, get all of your paperwork filed, get everything in and turned in. And obviously there's requirements for office. You have to be 18. You can't have a felony unless you've been pardoned. You know, you've got to live in the jurisdiction of whatever you're representing, whether it's a school district or a city or a county. So that is happening already with paperwork coming in on that can be start going around anyway on Sunday. I guess we should do this. We should probably give out the phone number because I haven't done that yet, right? 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC is the phone number if you want to call in and talk about it. I have today written an article that includes a lot of the dates and deadlines for getting on the ballot, local elections.
Excellent.
Just some data as well. So there is an article at civicmedia.us.
And I will put that into the show notes.
Yeah. So that is up there and ready to go. So if people want to learn more about how to get on a ballot, there is a really good explainer video from the Wisconsin Elections Commission that talks about all the steps you need, the things you need to gather. It's three forms. I think it's actually two forms. I think one's just a checklist. So it's like two forms and a checklist that you go through.
Manageable.
And that's really, you know, it's interesting because, you know, I'm on a school board, right? So I thought, well, wow, it's gotta be really hard to get on a ballot. Well, you need 20 signatures.
Hey, that's, I got 20 cousins. Does that count?
20 signatures is all you need. I'm like, I know 20 people. Yeah, I can find 20 signatures.
For sure.
Obviously, if you're running for a statewide kind of office, it's the thresholds are a little higher, obviously, if you're running for state Supreme Court, for example, which will be, once again, this spring is going to be probably the big part of the spring election conversation is going to be state Supreme Court, because that, again, is on, you know, that's the balance of the court. But if you're looking to run for a local office, whether it's school board, city council, county board, sheriff, mayor, whatever it is, you can start getting that paperwork out and circulating on Sunday. And then you've got all the way till January 7th to get all of your stuff in. And again, it's a pretty straightforward process as it's laid out to make your way onto a ballot. And I never really thought about it, you know, when I was younger, like, well, I always thought that there was some big process. You need to be part of a party. You got to have a bunch of money. Oh, no, it's not that hard. I mean, if I can get on a ballot, I think anybody can.
Getting onto the ballot is the easy part. It's everything that comes after that.
Yes. So I just thought it would be helpful to get that out today.
Absolutely.
And put that out ahead of time, just so people know that starting Sunday, you can start circulating paperwork. There's a lot of other dates and deadlines. You know, the primary is in February. The election, of course, in the spring is on April 1st. No joke. April 1st is the spring election. You know, there's also deadlines for referendums. So school referendums, city, county, etc. A lot of referendums that are up as well. We just had a record number this year. And as I said at the beginning of the show, we're going to talk about school referendums coming up at 3:30. But that's another thing that's part of the spring election besides state Supreme Court that's going to be closely watched. Are we going to have another 120 school referendums in the spring? And the answer is probably yes.
Probably.
Because, yeah, there's no fall election next year. So while districts technically could run their own and pay for their own, you know, referendum if they wanted to in the fall, chances are if they're going to referendum, that's not money they have to burn.
Right. So. Especially if they're going for a strictly operational referenda. They're struggling to keep the lights on.
Yep. There's at least two districts that have mentioned dissolving now as part of all this. So there's, you know, some of these financial issues that schools are facing, some of the stuff is really coming to a head now. Going into the spring, there's no fall election, so the schools are going to cram it in. They have a deadline here in a couple of weeks to get on the February primary ballot. They've got a deadline, you know, coming up after that, obviously, to get on into April's ballot. But, you know, there are districts that are really struggling financially and need to get the referendums going, and that's something that'll come up. We'll spend a little time in the next segment just going over some of the other things coming up for spring election ballot access, and again, talking about some of the resources available to you. But we'll do that coming up next. A lot of show to get to today. I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Maggie Dawn on The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Network. May the last one burn into flames.